language of our channel and the Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is not anything of material creation. Everything material must change from one form to another. For example, from earth to earth and pot, and from earth and pot to earth again. All our creations are temporary and permanent. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, is eternal, and similar to the living entities, who are parts of Him, are also eternal. Omai Mam Sujiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Sanatana, eternal, and the individual living entities are also eternal. The difference is that Krishna, God, is the Supreme Eternal, whereas the individual souls are minute, fragmental, eternal. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 13.13.3, Kshetrajnam chati mam vidhi sarva kshetreshu bhagatam. Although the Lord is a living being and the individual souls are living beings, the Supreme Lord, unlike the individual souls, is Vibhu, all pervading and Ananta, unlimited. The Lord is the cause of everything. The living entities are innumerable, but the Lord is one. No one is greater than Him, and no one is equal to Him. Thus the Lord is the Supreme Person of worship of Balamche, as understood from the very functions. Natat samachavyadikastadishyate. The Lord is supreme because no one can evaluate Him by mental speculation or juggling of words. The Lord can travel more quickly than the mind. In the Shruti mantras of Ishopanishad, it is said, Ame chadekam manaso chadiyo naina deva atnuvam purva marshat tadhavato nyanat deiti tishtat tasmin namo vata vishwa tadhaki. Translation. Although fixed in his abode, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is swifter than the mind and can overcome all others running. The powerful Devas cannot approach Him. Although in one place He controls those who supply the air and the rain, He surpasses all excellence. Ishopanishad 4. Thus, the Supreme is never to be equaled by the subordinate living entities, because the Lord is situated in everyone's heart, and the individual living entity is not. Never should the individual entity be equated with the Supreme Lord. In Bhagavad Gita 15.15, the Lord says, I am situated in everyone's heart. This does not mean, however, that everyone is equal to the Lord. In the Sruti mantras, it is also said, Vidhyayam Atma Pratishtata. In the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Satyam Param Dhimahi. The Vedic mantra says, Satyam Gyanam Anantamat and Niskalam Nisriyam Santam Nirasat Niravatyam. God is supreme, although naturally He does not do anything. He is doing everything. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Mayatam idam sarvam jagadam yaktamurtima vastani sarva bhutani nacham keshavas manifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. Maya dakshina prakriti suryate sacharacharam hetunani nakunteya jagati parivartate. Translation. This material nature working under my direction, O son of Kunti, is producing all moving and unmoving beings. By its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. Bhagavad Gita 9.10. Thus, although the Lord is silent in His abode, He does everything, or He rather is doing everything, through His different energies. Parasya shakti vividaiva sruyate. All the Vedic mantras, or Sruti mantras, are included in this verse, spoken by Lord Brahma. For Brahma and his followers, the Brahma Sampradaya, understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the Parampara system. We have to gain understanding through the words of our predecessors, the Rachal Mahajanas, or authorities, of whom Brahma is one. Swayam Purna Rasambhu Kumara Kavilo Manu Pralanam Janako Vishmo Nadir Vajya Sakir Sayam Avayam. We belong to the disciplic succession of Brahma, and therefore we are known as the Brahma Sampradaya. As the Devas follow Lord Brahma to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we also have to follow the authorities of the Parampara system to understand the fact of the Lord. Hari Om Tat Sat. Thus in the Bhaktivedanta Swami translation of Purport to text 26, chapter 5, canto 8 of the Srimad Bhagavatam in the matter of the demigods' appeal to the Lord. Quite a long report. This demonstrates how
Vasudhananda Bhaiya Nuh said we should build your foundation on a rock.
from your house?
Not understand.
So, this material world, depending everything on the material world for our happiness, is like building a house on the shifting sands of the beach. We're basing your existence on the Supreme Lord means you're a solid rock.
Bedrock.
Solid. You're an engineer. You're an engineer? So what do you recommend? Which is more secure for the... And we have an expert opinion. Bedrock. Don't get confused with your bed. Just a bedrock. Solid foundation. So, in this way, sometimes you have a friend, right? How many of you like to have a friend in life? Everybody's looking for a friend. But then sometimes even your dear friend changes, becomes an enemy, cheats you, or neglects you. But the Lord, He's always unchanging. You can always depend upon Him. It's a very important point. So what Brahma stresses is, Avikriyam, Satyam. This is also in a world where everything is false, or everything is illusory. Not false exactly, but illusory. It's not exactly what it seems like. We want to depend on that which is true. Have any of our experience in your life expecting something to be one way or appear to be one way and maybe you found out it was something different? Do you ever face something like that? Jai Jagannath, Jai Balbir, Jai Subhadra. So Krishna, because He's true, Krishna is Satyam. This is unchanging, and He's true, the Supreme Truth. Everyone glorious coming of this universe to Lord Brahma. And Brahma himself, who is the first created being, he is saying that Vishnu is Adya, original. Now, how can you get more authoritative than that? You want to know who is the original person? The original person in this universe is telling us that before him, Vishnu was Krishna. Therefore, he is Adya, the original. Guha, Sayam, present in everyone's heart. You might think, okay, the Son of God is very far away, he's in the sky. What does he know about me? But in our Vedic understanding, Krishna is in my heart. Bhagavad Gita just also explains that Krishna shares in the Sisthati that I am situated in the heart of every living entity. That's confirmed here in this verse. Guhasaya. So while we're doing our worship of deities, our devotional service, we should always be keeping Krishna in our heart. How does he keep it? He's there already. So keeping in the heart means that we remain conscious of it. This is the most essential aspect of our own service. What's most of it? This is a very essential aspect of our devotional service. To keep this consciousness that Krishna is within our heart, he is conscious of what we are doing. This is a devotional service, and the devotee has to be very straightforward with Krishna. How can you achieve Krishna when he knows everything you're thinking and everything you're doing? You're naked before Krishna. No secrets. So if we are conscious of this and we're straightforward with Krishna, that he is our friend, our witness, our protector, best to have him as our friend, isn't it? Because he's with us, he's seeing everything we're doing. To not have developed our relationship with Krishna, who's in our heart, is really a big mistake. It's a real big foolishness, because here we have the most powerful person, and he's with us. And with a little bit of endeavor, we can be getting his constant help. Last night, Gopachandra was trying very hard to connect half a dozen computers together to a networking card. I don't know if I'm anywhere successful, I hope so.
நல்ல லட்சம் தெரியுமா நன்றி போச்சு இருக்கு.
It doesn't require any kind of electrical or computer adjustment. Simply a little adjustment in our consciousness. It's called Krishna consciousness. So we keep the Lord in our conscience, and the Lord is in our heart. And there, this consciousness, we're always thinking how to please the Lord. Since we're not able to do that immediately, maybe for many that's like it seems to be very difficult. Therefore we serve Guru. Krishna is our Guru in the heart, telling us, do this, don't do this, but we're not able to respond consistently to his advice. We're not able to receive that message properly because we're covered over and conditioned and contaminated. So that Guru is enthusing us to serve Krishna, to guiding us, and so we don't get off the track. That's confirmed by Krishna in the heart. As we get more advanced in our Krishna consciousness, then we can become more in tune with Krishna and Guru in the heart. Not only is Krishna present in the heart, he's present in every atom. How many atoms are there even on the head of a pin? Or to speak of how many atoms in the totality of the universe. So Krishna is present even in every atom. That is really unlimited. This kalam, that's an interesting point, without any decrease in potency, someone may be all powerful, may be unlimited, all these things, but maybe gradually they're getting weakened. Like you may have an unlimited bank balance, you think, but then gradually they're suspended, the time it's going down and down. Pretty soon, you're in debt. Bank balance hitting. Some people, they get the lottery ticket. They think they're unlimitedly rich. They start spending like anything, and pretty soon they find that it's all gone. So Krishna, he's not only unlimited, but he's also doesn't retreat. You don't have to worry that if I take too much mercy from Krishna, I'll drain him out and he'll be without any more stock. He doesn't decrease in potency. Alpartartyam. Tartya means reason, argument, speculations, especially like discussion and arguments. So he's avatarka, he's beyond it. To some people, sitting in the tea stall, sitting around the noodle shop, they want to discuss about Krishna and speculate. Try to figure him out. Why do you think he's like this? Why do you think he's like that? Why does God cause all this? People have come up with so many speculations. But he was beyond this kind of argument and reason. If you want to know about it, we have to ask him. From our point of view, from our limited perspective, a limited understanding of how nature works, we are not going to come up with the right idea. So don't even waste your time. You want to find out about Krishna? Read the Vedas. Hear from the Guru. Hear what the great Mahajanas have explained, the Prabhupada said, Mahajana Janakadas of Munta. Follow in the footsteps of the Mahajanas. Hear from the authorities. You want to know what Krishna is like? Krishna is like. Hear from our Brahma. He's an authority. Hear from Lord Shiva. He's an authority. No speculation. Don't argue. Manava Agnayanam. The mind cannot catch him, literally. Or more quick than the mind. That means inconceivable to mental speculation. So by logic and reason and argument you can understand them, rather by mental speculation. Mind can catch up to him, he goes too fast. Vachasa Anirudha. Even by juggling of words, we are not going to understand him, and neither he can be properly explained simply by words. This is the name of Krishna called Akokshata. Literally it means A to Z, not able to describe by any words made by the alphabet. Material words are material. They're referring to material things, so no matter how much you use material concepts, you're not able to fully explain the Lord. Because he's coming from the fourth dimension, which is beyond material nature. So using material words, even to describe him, will fall short. Up to what limit we can explain him, that's being explained. But we shouldn't think that we can or we do know everything about Krishna. There's so much more to know. Anirudha, indescribable. So here, Brahma is describing the Lord. He is saying they're indescribable. And he said, I mean, you say so many things, but ultimately I'm not fully able to describe it. There may be so many descriptions about the Lord, but there's have something about the Lord. This is what he appears like, this is what he does, this is his fundamental qualities. But if you wanted to get an exhaustive explanation, everything great about the Lord, says Ananda Deva has got 1,000 heads that he's been chanting since time immemorial. He's never reached the end of all of the Lord's glories. So is it possible for us to explain everything about the Lord? These are important concepts to understand. Yesterday Prabhupada brought up the point, sometimes people say, show me God. I want to see him. And he said, this is ridiculous. It's not that we have to see God in order to believe him. This is by definition, he's beyond the perception of our mundane senses. To say that, show him. What senses we have to see God. And even if we could see God, how do we know we recognize him? Some people saw Krishna, they couldn't recognize him, but he's God. Because they're only seeing some superficial aspect of the Lord. Just like sometimes it says that Krishna used to go incognito and mix amongst his citizens when he was playing the lila of a king. Kings are supposed to do that sometimes because, see, generally a king hears everything through their ministers, through their police, their intelligence. What does a king or head of government know about what directly is happening? He's very much aloof from the general people. So sometimes he's cheated or misled by his intelligence agents. They may give him the wrong picture. Like not too long ago in India, they got hoodwinked by the Pakistanis who had infiltrated into Kashmir. There was that big war, we had a big war with the big cosmic small work over the Kargil mountain posts, Kashmir border. So everybody's saying, why your intelligence didn't tell you what was happening? Similarly, I heard from the audience here that in the Second World War, when the Japanese had taken over Malaysia, they fooled the British who were trying to defend Singapore by moving all the troops in the daytime from one side to the other, moving trucks and everything. At night, then they turned all the lights off and came back, and then every day they're moving. So the British thought that they moved everything over here, so they shifted all their artillery to that side. But it was all a scam. Somehow their intelligence didn't really break through this illusion created by the Japanese. The Japanese walked in right over straight. All the defenses had been shifted. So, sometimes we get that misinformation. What is actually happening? In this material world. Therefore, we need to hear from the proper authority. We need to get not this type of superficial knowledge which will not be accurate. So this is what Chaitanya recommends that we need to hear from Sadhu, Shastra and Guru. Like we sing every day in the morning that Guru Mukha Pado Bhakta Chitite Koriya Aukto Anakoro Monyas. That we should, our consciousness should be tuned into that Guru. We want to have the same understanding as was handed down by Guru Parampara. As Brahma died, as he handed it down, that's how we should understand. So we cannot just expect to see Krishna until we are blessed by him to be able to see him. Not everybody can see in this world. Even Brahma cannot every time see the Lord. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in conclusion, he was telling us that it's so important that we should always chant the holy name, Kirtaniya Sanatani. Yesterday we were talking about separation. Initially we hear so many glories about the Lord in his Vishnu form. We get faith in the Lord. Then when we talk about Krishna, we can understand it all because Krishna is so natural. He is so accessible. He is so loving that sometimes one may mistake and think, well, how can Krishna be the Supreme Lord? The Supreme Lord has to be like, you know, very pompous and majestic and everything. But the Supreme Lord has so many aspects, and his original aspect is very loving and accessible. But he doesn't reveal himself except for to his pure devotees. So in order to appreciate him so we don't offend Krishna, it is important to understand his unlimited glories and his Vishnu form, that we can appreciate that all the Vishnus are within Krishna. So after Lord Chaitanya got initiated by Ishwara Puri, then he came back to Navadvip and he was a changed person. He was so much in manifesting love of Krishna. He'd be crying for Krishna, he'd sometimes be fainting on the ground. excuse me. So sometimes the devotees, they were wondering what happened to Nimai Pandit, why all the change. So he told everybody to meet him at the house of Sukumbhar Brahmachari one morning. Sukumbhar Brahmachari had a special flower tree that gave unlimited flowers. As soon as you picked some flowers, some more came. So why should you go all over the town looking for flowers when you can get all in one place? You just pick whatever you want, poof, 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 keeps coming more, like a magical tree. So the devotees would generally meet all there at the tree and get their flowers. So the Lord Chaitanya came. And in that garden of Sukumbhar Brahmachari, there was also a tamal tree. You know the tamal tree? What color is it, Maharaj?
Black.
Dark blue. It says that the tamal tree is color like the color of Krishna. But nothing is exactly like Krishna, but the very usually trees that are gray, so this is the more dark color, dark blue, blackish type color. So the devotees, when they see that, they remind that Krishna, reminds them of Krishna. So when Lord Chaitanya saw that tamal tree, then he kind of embraced the tree and he was crying, Krishna, Krishna, when will I get the association of Krishna? When will I see Krishna again? The devotees were all shocked to see this ecstasy manifested by Lord Chaitanya. So how has this happened to you? He said, you don't understand. After I got initiated, I went to came back and in Kamayanashala, I saw this young boy playing on a flute and he was in the distance and he came closer and closer. As he came closer, I saw he had a peacock wrapped in his head. He's wearing yellow garments. As he got closer, I could see he had Srivatsavar. He was actually Krishna. All my ears were standing on him. I was feeling so happy to see Krishna. And as Krishna, he came up, smiling right up to me, and he came and he embraced me. In other words, he put his hands around Lord Chaitanya and just hugged him. And said, Lord Chaitanya is doing so much spiritual happiness. Because Lord Chaitanya is in the mood of devotee. How many of you would feel happy if Krishna came and put his arms around you? Go on the Krishna ki. So Lord Chaitanya was feeling like that. It actually happened to him, and then Krishna smiled and backed off, and then he ran off. Lord Chaitanya was running after him, and then Krishna disappeared. So ever since then, Lord Chaitanya became a changed person. He was just crying. He just said, when will I see Krishna? He said, you don't know what it's like to have gotten Krishna and then to lose him. You don't know what it's like to have Krishna. And then he's gone. When will I see Krishna again? The whole world is empty. Nothing means anything anymore. You have Krishna. And he was just, you know, then the police were shocked. We think that so many things are important in life. So many things are valuable. But suddenly if you get the jewel, anything Krishna, that suddenly anything else compared to that is ready to pale. So generally for us it's a very gradual process to get Krishna. So we go on doing our day-to-day activities. But even Lord Chaitanya, of course, he was so sometimes overwhelmed with this love. He had the highest level of love of Krishna. So you're overwhelmed in ecstasy. you see a tree, like a tamal tree, and he was his Krishna. He gets so excited, he just in his madness of his love, he hugged the tree. Okay. So then he told all the devotees, now you have to ask him, what happened to me after seeing Krishna? I never know what he was saying. So then I want to associate with the devotees now. I want to hear more about Krishna. I want to have association and chant with you. So now he established his relationship with the devotees. He used to be very mischievous. He was going down to the Ganges and serving all the old people, helping them take their bath, helping them get out of the water. Dharma all over the world. So you establish the pure principle of all of this bhakti in the world. Now you take away all the suffering of the people in the world. Actually, all the so-called happiness and so-called suffering that we're experiencing is because we don't have all of this. So all these things are very important. But once that we get even a drop of love of Krishna, there's so much happiness. Other things are pale in comparison. Then we become modern. We don't have to think about austerity. Automatically, the devotee is so much attached to Krishna. Because we're not so much attached to Krishna, we have to observe ecology. Anyway, what's it said? Also observe ecology. To show us. So we have to do so many little tapasya's. Very ecology. Since by tapasya, we get purify our senses. Sometimes to restrict our diet is also good for health. Twice in a month, we don't take grains, pulses, or cereal. We take fruits and roots and vegetables and things like that. Some people are more fired up, like Maharaj, because sometimes years of sometimes. But it's optional, you don't have to start there. I never heard of a problem ever being a years old. At least while we use a dark thing, you know, we also do. We might have done. While he was preaching to him. But that's nothing wrong if you want to do that. I'm just saying that you want to scare people away and you don't want anything wrong. But some people just do fast from life.
One whole day without earth and a little without earth.
It's too much for that. Some people can't give up meat for the street. One day, the price of the month is actually clear. Clear to the body, physically, it's very good. And today, all the greens are having the sins. Today is a very good day. We chair, for chanting, for serving. On the Kadasi day, whatever service you do, you get, it was 100 times the benefit of one. So it's a very important thing to do our devotional service, to chant and read and serve. So Vajitana, he was getting so much happiness from serving the devotees. So. I hope that everybody will be very happy serving Krishna, serving the devotees. Understand how Krishna is so solid, immovable, unlimited, changeless, unlimited, supreme truth, origin of everything, all pervading in everyone's heart and in the atom, having no material qualities, being inconceivable, unreachable by the mind or mental speculation, and indescribable by any kind of material words, master of everyone, and worshipable for everyone. So again and again, we offer obeisance to Krishna. Dr. Vajitana Mahaprabhu, we're so foreign, we don't have any devotion for the Lord. So only by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya we can easily get the mercy of Krishna. He is showing us how to love Krishna and he is giving all of Krishna to you. When we hear so many glories about Krishna, we may not be impressed. We may be so much impressed by technology, or we may be impressed by big buildings, or we may be impressed by so many things in the material world, but somehow because of our conditioning and our being covered by Kamas, even after hearing so many glories about the Lord, somehow we are not impressed. It doesn't register. This is because we lack intelligence and we lack devotion. So the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, He can give us intelligence and give us the devotion so we can really appreciate the Lord. Thank you very much, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Jagat Guruji Subhadra ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam Granth Das ki jai.
No secret.
No?
Krishna takes each other and I try to take knowledge, more confidential knowledge, more secret about secret. Uyam.
No, I'm saying whatever we do, we get high from Krishna. We can keep a secret from Him. So the knowledge about Krishna, that is Uyam. Raja Vidya, Raja Uyam. And knowledge about the self. So the Krishna is saying in the Bhagavad Gita, this knowledge is the king of education, which is the top of the secret. Raja Vidya, Raja Uyam, Yahasyam, Vidya, Duktama. Top secret. Because it gives us direct perception of the self. We can see ourselves, we can see the Supreme Self. So many kinds of knowledge, but to see that self, that is, and the Supreme Self, that is the top secret. To know about Krishna, to know about ourselves, the eternal self, and to perform this devotional service, Maharaj, he says, Susukha, or self, of Kaya. Abhaya means this imperishable. Susukha means super happiness. How many of you like to be super happy? Vivo! So by engaging in self-realization, we get super happy. Not ordinary happy, super happy. Supa. Any other comment or question? What is it asked? Our Dhamma devotees have come here at this holy Ekadasi. We're very happy to see them. Krishna Mahaprabhu said, I met you last night, wasn't it? Which Kamala, which area you're coming? Kamala, Kamala. Kamala, because not Kamala. Kamala. Kamala means Guru Parampara, right? Spiritual life. Kamala. So, any questions from the Vamsa representatives? Any doubts? Someone come here, Havisa. Welcome. What's your name? Len. Len. Any question for us? They're coming from? Morning Krishna driver. I'm sure this Krishna driver, he might have, I don't know, of course I'm not sure, but he might have had so many bad habits. The Krishna drivers, I mean, what a job, pulling people around all day. So he was driving up. Suddenly he stopped his rickshaw, he jumped off the rickshaw, and he paid his obeisances right on the road, flat out, just like Pranayananda did before Jagannath, right on the road. I mean, the road. I mean, the road. What's the road? It's like people spinning on it, walking, dogs, everything. Right on the road, flat out. Paid obeisances to Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, this is Vrindavan. Even a rickshaw puller knows how to respect a devotee or Vaishnava. So like that, I tell you, I was talking once to one Muslim at my airport, because we have many there also. So many religious, two religious, Catholic, 40%. So then I was saying, you know, so every time you're coming and taking prasad, normally it's restricted to take the prasad food offer to deities and this is what food is food. No problem. But then you can see in this country that actually because of being with Lord Chaitanya, they were very much attached in their own way. You know, they had already got a little bit of attached. They liked the style, they liked, although officially, you know, they just made light of it. And I was present once at one big Pula came and he was presenting, you know, a presentation to preach Islam. So one of the things he did is that he put dots on this chalkboard, they have the chalkboard to put dots. See, these are the stars in the sky. Then he connected the dots and it became an Arabic Allah. So just see, Allah's everywhere. Everyone, Allah, Allah, they all cheered. Then he drew a picture of Lord Chaitanya. Like a little sketch, my hands up. Then, you see, right, this Lord Chaitanya, he turned it over on the side, he raised one of the legs, one of half the arm, this, that, connected something, and it also became an Arabic Allah. See, you think Lord Chaitanya, but it's actually Allah's there. Allah! This was everything. So because the people were living next to the Lord Chaitanya, he must have known that they were giving some connection, whatever, to be sorry, don't worry, if you're doing it on Chaitanya, that's all right. But there may be some people who are totally covered and they don't have anything to do with it. So you have to still find out whether people are really doing any connection with the Lord or not. But some are getting blessing, they're hearing the holy name, they're hearing kirtan. So that way they're unfortunate people. But they may not be like fully integrated down bhaktis the way you are saying.
No, Prabhupada said those who birth in Vrindavan and die in Vrindavan is perfect.
His daughter was born in Vrindavan and died in Vrindavan. Never went out of Vrindavan. Hardly, only went to Delhi.
Right to God.
Right to God. Without sin. Married in Vrindavan, born in Vrindavan.
Raja Lota Darshan.
The Prabhupada said to my purport how these fresh fancy souls, even though they seem to be mundane, that the residents of the Dhamma village, they have many mundane activities, they have so much attraction still for the holy name, it's so easy for them all to chant. Just like in Navadvipa, if they chant Gauranga, Nisaipur, and Vrindavan, they chant Jairani.
Yeah, if you go around to the Vrajavasis, so many sadhus, even though there are poor people, but how so many sadhus are living, they go to Madhukari training and they get. I was with Srila Madhu. He just go up to some house and just like this is squad and he'd say, you know, Diksha, I don't know what he's saying, Madhukari or something. Then people come out and give him, you know, a big stack of chapatis with sabji and sometimes they give a curry. We can't talk to the guys anyway. So even if the simple people, they're giving all kinds of charity. So anyone has to be diet in an individual basis. So we cannot just superficially say this, but there are these two categories, and most people living in the Dham, they'll be very blessed people. But there may be some people living up in crust, but they're getting so much mercy anyway. We want to believe in the Dham. We want to be Dham Vasis. You can be a Dham Vasi even here in Malaysia. If you're feeling separation from Vrindavan and separation from my own. Hare
Krishna. I'm having my house in Delhi, in my apartment. I went there to see us in second floor, the community of Jesus.
My house, my house.